This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Morning Mess.
Time for another staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Ingrid?
Morning.
Hey.
Miss Ingrid, what's going on with you and Gary?
So I know this sounds silly, but my boyfriend Gary and I have been going through a little bit of a rough patch.
You should shave.
What?
Sometimes my lady has a rough patch. She needs help.
Be quiet. Okay. Sorry. Joey needs to stop it right now. Ingrid, we're here for you. You can ignore him. Just tell us what's going on with your man.
It just feels like we can't agree on anything for like the past 2 months. Like we can't see eye to eye.
So what do you see? No, what is actually going on here? Because that could be a little problem or a big problem.
It's been really hard just like working through that. And like we have different work schedules and whatnot. And then we're trying to like work through, you know, working on opposite schedules. But we just have had like a lot of arguing constantly. And then recently he just started being really nice to me. Just so understanding. Won't argue with me. Say anything mean.
So he's being nice. Obviously he's cheating. Okay.
I'm just super confused. Is this a different change in your relationship? Do y'all usually argue all the time? Or
we have been. Like, it's been constant arguing, and then all of a sudden, he's texting me again in the morning, calling me baby. Like, he showed up in my
apartment. Okay, so I get it. So he's being super, like, overly nice that has you kind of raising an eyebrow. Got you. I've done that.
Yeah. Is that a problem? Like, it kind of sounds like you had an issue before, and then
you
worked it out.
Well, the thing is, I feel like he's, like, making up for cheating if he's cheating. Like, he's using phrases that he's never said before. Like, he started calling me baby girl, which he never, ever called me before. And it's just not sitting well with me.
Hmm. Wow. You think your man's trying to risk it to get someone this biscuit then? Is that what it is?
Oh, God. I mean, I hope not, but...
Does he like biscuits?
I think.
Oh, yeah, he's a cheater.
What?
Yeah. Everyone likes biscuits. It doesn't mean you cheat.
I don't like biscuits. I'm faithful. So what we're going to do, Ingrid,
what?
We are going to call Gary. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Then ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
We're going to throw in free biscuits with his stay.
We are not doing anything
we're
of
not going to do with the biscuits.
No.
But we are going to ask him who he wants to bring. If he says another name other than yours, Ingrid, obviously he's cheating. We give you our show. And we do have counselors on standby if you do want to work it out. Is that a thought?
I mean, if I'm wrong, then I would definitely want to work it out. But, I mean, if he's cheating on me, then I don't know if I can stay.
All right, we're going to play a song. And you got that time to think about if you want to stay with him if he's cheating on you, okay?
Okay.
Take your time.
Yeah. Two songs? We're going to play two songs. And then you have to decide whether you want to stay with this guy, okay?
Joey, okay. We're going to find out what's going on with the staycation setup, honey, that is coming up next with the Morning Mouse.
It's crazy. Fun fact, I don't even like biscuits. In the middle of a staycation setup, trying to catch up a possible cheater as we got to know Ingrid. Her man is being super nice, like overly nice to where she thinks something's up. You're just not going to just, everything is fine, everything is roses. Calling you baby girl now, Ingrid?
Yeah, he's never called me that before, ever. And he'll text me and use like certain emojis that he's never used. And so...
Wait, a couple of things here. What did he call you before, baby girl? Did you have a little pet name or he just called you? Or
I mean,
hey, you.
The most he would call me is like honey, something like that. But he wasn't really a big pet name guy.
Okay, so baby girl's new. And then these emojis. What emojis is he sending you now?
He'll send me like a rose emoji or like a heart. And like, it wasn't really him before. Like, he's not really that kind of a guy.
Now, obviously, for all of us, this sounds kind of normal. But you obviously know what's normal in your relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a difference. So I don't know if all of a sudden he's changed or if he's trying to make up for cheating. I don't know.
Right, because you had said that you two were arguing a lot before, and that came out of nowhere, so... I don't know, it sounded good to me, but, I mean, if you're really concerned we can't do the staycation setup right now, I'm going to call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. If he says your name, then it's all good, but if he says anybody else's, then you can let him know how you really feel, girl. Like, really deep down from your soul.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Gary?
Yep, this is Gary.
Gary, hi. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in the penthouse suite with our honeymoon package. Just calling to confirm details. But Gary, you are the grand prize winner, so I wanted to congratulate you.
No, I'm not interested.
You sure about that, Gary? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes. We offer this to you. If you have someone special in your life, it's a great way to show appreciation for them.
I don't have any money or anything for any vacation, but I'm okay, thank you.
Well, I want to assure you what I had said is true. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes. This is a free weekend stay. I don't even need a credit card from you. Just need some reviews on Google and Yelp for your weekend experience.
I mean, all right, sure. Just let me know what I need to do.
And feel free to ask me questions along the way. I just have a few for you, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Gary. So this first question is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we start this off by leaving a personalized note. It is for your guest of honor. And there's an option here if you want to leave like a special message of your own. I can write that down for you. I just need to know if you have something in mind.
I guess just put something like, let's have a great weekend, baby girl.
Okay, I have that down here, Gary. So my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Sure, it's Paige. Paige.
Mm-hmm. Who the f*** is Paige?
Who is that?
Hey, Gary, we're actually, that's the first problem. You don't even know who the hell that is. Gary, you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess with your girl Ingrid's on the line. She's the one that called our show to put us up to this.
Tell me who the f*** Paige is.
What are you doing? You calling the radio and trying to put me on blast?
You're a cheater, and you're going to call me out for making you exposed? You're a f***ing cheater. Paige is a f***, so tell me who the f*** she is.
Okay, she's not a f***.
Yeah, that's unfair. We don't know if she knows about you.
Why are you acting all surprised, you know? Like, I mean, you've really been happy in this relationship? It's been pretty f*** for a while now.
So then why didn't you leave? Like, f*** leave me. Don't cheat on me.
True.
Nobody is making you stay if you don't want to be with me, so why the f*** do you have to cheat? To say that you're breaking up with me.
I didn't really want to break up with you. I mean, I've just been being pretty nice lately, but I'm trying to figure out my options.
Your options? You're in a relationship with someone already. That's the only option.
Let me ask you a question, Ingrid. You wish at this point you would have cheated on him?
Honestly, I wish I would have just left his ass like a month ago.
Nah, you should have cheated on him, then leave him.
Oh my God. No.
Like, at this point, I don't really care. You know, the reason why you've been nice is because you've been releasing your stress with this other girl.
Yeah.
That's a visual.
That's what it's called.
You should be grateful.
Oh,
grateful?
Are you f***ing kidding me?
That is so rude.
Look, I mean, have you honestly been happy? I mean, Paige is kind of like a gateway to leaving this.
What?
I'm really unhappy.
So you want Ingrid to thank you. Is that what you're saying?
Oh my God.
What the f***? Like, I don't understand. We're not married, okay? You don't have to stay with me. If you're not happy in our relationship, you're not doing me any favors by being nice to me and then going and seeing some other girl. Like, just break up with me.
That's super facts. Even if she has a rough patch. Gary, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Who was better?
Don't answer.
You can answer. Go ahead.
No, answer.
Ingrid, do you want to know who? Do you want to know who was better?
No. No. Honestly,
okay. Well, just lie, Gary.
Oh, my God.
Just say Ingrid was better. That way she feels a little bit better about this situation.
Ridiculous.
Yes, you are, Joey. So, hey, I have the counseling services. Gary, I'm going to give them to you. Can you please take it?
If he takes it,
I don't really care, to be honest with you. It's for him and Paige, because I'm out at this point.
Well, it's time to turn the page.
Oh, my gosh.
Should I move on?
Stop it.
All right, Gary, you there?
Yep.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Ingrid.
I'm so mad at this. I don't care at this point. Like, he can do whatever he wants to do.
You should be mad. He just cheated on you and tried to say that you should be grateful for it. What?
Yeah, and his best friend is cuter anyway, so...
Hey! There you go. The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. Get under his best friend. Does his friend like biscuits?
I don't know. At this point, anything would be better than dealing with that.
Oh, he liked his salad tossed, huh?
What?
Yeah,
gosh. Oh, my God!
best friend might be a little freakier. Sometimes you gotta risk it to get the friend's biscuit and salad.
Girl, hold on one second.
Tossed.
No.
Well, actually.
Hold on. We got a complimentary Strawberry Hill for you. Hold on.
Sure.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.